Kenora. Young curlers from across the region gathered in Kenora on February 2-3 for the East Central District Athletic Association Junior Curling Championships. The double elimination event included a total of 20 boys, girls and mixed teams. Curtis Bailey, one of the organizers, said junior curling is generally for student athletes from grades 7 to 9. There are exceptions to use students in grade 6 when you need them to formulate a team in smaller communities. Most Kenora and area curling fans were focused on the boys' competition, where 2 of the 8 teams were from Kenora Composite School. Generally, a school is only awarded one entry into a category, said Bailey. In the event a category needs one more team to make an even number, the host school usually has first opportunity to fill that spot. It just happened to be that we needed an 8th team for the boys' event. Boys' event. CCS Team 1 was skipped by Jordan Zabitnev, who was joined by Owen Ostafi, 3rd, Josh Prychik, 2nd, and Jackson Pelagian, led. Aiden Tratch was the skip of CCS Team 2. Rounding out the foursome were Liam Trask, 3rd, Brandon Wojciechowski, 2nd, and Jackson Ditz, led. Other boys' teams in the hunt were Priestville, SHHS, Norquay, Esther Hazy, Columbia and Yorkdale. CCS 1 and CCS 2 each won their first 2 games, before CCS 1 defeated CCS 2 in the 3rd round. But this was only the first of 3 games between these evenly matched teams. CCS 2, with 1 loss, then defeated and eliminated Esther Hazy, setting up a rematch with CCS 1. Since CCS 1 didn't have any losses, the odds were stacked against CCS 2, as they would have to win 2 straight games to win the championship. In the first game, it looked like CCS 1 might cruise to an easy victory. In the first end, Zabitnev and his teammates were counting 4, behind guards, when Tratch went to shoot the last rock. But he calmly drew to the 4-foot through a narrow opening to count 1 important point. That shot seemed to change the momentum of the game completely, as Tratch stole 1 in the second end for a 2-0 lead. The 2 teams traded singles in the next 2 ends, leaving CCS 2 with a 3-1 lead after 4 ends. In the 5th, Zabitnev was heavy on a final rock draw, leaving CCS 2 with a steal of 2 and a 5-1 lead coming home. CCS 1 counted 2 in the 6th and final end, leaving Tratch and his teammates with a 5-3 win and forcing another game, since each team had 1 loss at this point. In the championship game, CCS 2 continued to apply pressure and scored a big 4 points in the opening end. In the 2nd, Zabitnev had a chance to bounce back with a score of 3, but was heavy on his last rock draw, leaving the score at 4-2 for CCS 2. The 3rd end proved to be pivotal in this game. CCS 1 was lying a hard-to-believe 5, but with last rock, Tratch made a tricky raise tap to cut it down to a steal of 1, and retain a 1-point lead. CCS 2 took advantage of the hammer in the 4th end to pick up a pair, and stretched their lead to 6-3. In the 5th, Zabitnev came up with a clutch takeout against 2 counters, and trailed 6-4 coming home. CCS 1 battled hard in the 6th and final end but were only able to score a single point, leaving CCS 2 with a 6-5 win and the East Central District Junior Boys Curling Championship. The rink from SHHS finished 3rd. Tratch said the 3rd end was when he made his best shot. It was probably when they were sitting 5 and I made the shot to cut them down to 1. Tratch said his team's victory was possible due to teamwork and shot making. He also complimented the efforts of CCS Team 1. They were using lots of teamwork and they were also hitting good shots. Girls and mixed events. On the girls' side, 5 teams were entered: Sturgis, Churchbridge, McDonald, Esther Hazy and MCS. Esther Hazy won the championship, going through the Bonspiel with a perfect record of 3 straight wins. Churchbridge earned 2nd place and MCS finished 3rd. In the mixed event, 6 teams competed for the championship: Priestville, Sturgis, MCS, YRHS, Columbia and Esther Hazy. The first 2 games were wins for Sturgis, followed by a loss to Yorkton Regional High School. This set up a game against Esterhazy, the only other team with one loss. Sturgis defeated Esterhazy, leading to a rematch with YRHS. But the Yorkton Rink defeated Sturgis for a second time to win the ECDAA Junior Mixed Curling Championship, with Esterhazy placing third. Championship: a good success. Bailey and co-organizer Kellyanne Ostafi reported that the event was a good success with lots of students participating from all over GSSD and Christ the Teacher School divisions. Bailey said that events for the three categories, mixed, boys and girls, are often split between multiple communities. But this year, Kenora took on the challenge of hosting all three categories at once. The teams played six end games, and coaches were allowed to provide guidance to their young curlers with up to 2 90-second timeouts per game. Like many local residents, Bailey was excited to see the two Kenora teams make it all the way to the boys' final. Their coaches have done some great work with those students and it shows in their ability to make some amazing shots on the ice. Bailey said putting on this event should significantly benefit the future of curling in Kenora and the surrounding area. This is the first time in 15 years that Kenora has hosted the ECDAA. It was awesome to see the curling rink packed with students, parents and spectators. It brings excitement surrounding the sport and hopefully encourages others to join. Bailey attributed the success of the curling districts in Kenora to teamwork within the community. The town and Aaron Harridges with Leisure Services have put a lot of work into our facilities and the feedback received was nothing but positive, he said. Folks visiting from out of town were blown away with how amazing our curling rink was and the overall quality of our facility. This championship doesn't get hosted in Kenora without our curling club executive being committed to kids, youth curling in our community. They have been nothing short of amazing when it comes to booking the facility for practice or hosting this championship. They truly value youth involvement in the sport. Our kitchen was open all weekend for the championship and the donuts were receiving rave reviews. Our ice makers Mark and Kelly McTavish kept the playing surface in tip-top shape the entire event, nothing but great feedback regarding the ice conditions. Without the help of all these folks our school would not be able to host this event and showcase what Kenora has to offer. Don't count on social media to deliver your local news to you. Keep your news a touch away by bookmarking Kenora Courier's homepage at this link. Bookmark saskatoday.ca, Saskatchewan's homepage, at this link.